you might want to change the name. The easiest way to identify each layer is to name it. And just double-click this, and this name, right on the name, and we'll call this Eyes. Okay, Eyes Curves 2. And we'll double-click up here, and we'll call this, let's push the home button, and Eyes, so that later on, if we add many other adjustment layers, we can go back and change any one that we want, and it's easier to identify. Okay, so let's go back down here and activate this adjustment layer mask. Now, we could paint this mask with black all and paint everything except the eyes, but we only want to paint the eyes. So we'll invert this mask with Control-I, and that brings it back to what we had in the original background, somewhat. And we'll use the paintbrush. We'll use it at 100%, which is now normal. And let's see what kind of a... We make sure that hardness is all the way over to the left. Okay. And just paint. And if we slip a little bit, okay, then we toggle it with the X key and paint out our mistakes. Okay, now let's go back to the adjustment layers, and we'll activate this mask and invert it also. And we'll paint in our changes. Oops, we're painting black on black, aren't we? Okay, let's flip that around and paint in the greener eyes that we did with our color balance. Okay. There we have it. We have our black masks with our two beady eyes painted in. Okay, now let's hit Control 0 and see what we've got. And then we have a good looking cat with very fierce looking eyes. Maybe too fierce. But that's the glory of adjustment layers. So let's take a look at what we had. By the way, if we want to see what we had in the original background by itself, we can grab this top eye icon and just keep the mouse button down and just drag it over all of them in the whole panel. And that's what we started with, and we could turn them back on by just clicking and dragging them back up. And that's what we have now. We may have overdone the curves in the eye, so let's click that and double click it. And we went from 86 up to 108. Okay, that was let's just reactivate that dot and bring it down to something more reasonable. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Okay, 96, 95, 94, 5, 6. About 97. That looks pretty good. That's believable, and it's nice, bright, cheerful-looking eyes. Well, bright, anyway. Okay, let's okay that for now. Okay, at this point, I would like to just save it as a PSD, a Photoshop file. Shift Control Save, and we'll put this on the desktop. Okay. And then, as part of my workflow, I would save it as a TIFF after I merge all of the layers together. That's Shift Control E. And save as is, that's Control Shift S again, and move this down to a TIFF. Okay. 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 Now we have one set of files, a PSD file that is, saved for future adjustments, if any, and we have a TIFF file ready to be sharpened and printed. So go on to your next tutorial, which is the sharpening. And here's our before and after shots.